Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 15, are you there? 15 and 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now let's just stop right there. Was Jesus keeping the commandment before he expressed it?
Yes.
How so? He was loving them and loving us as the Father loved him. Wasn't he? He was doing it. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide or live or stay in my love. Love is not just something you talk about once in a while when the preacher gets on it in church. Love is what we're to live in, stay in, every day, every night. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, if you really do this, you may be unhappy, but you'll be making other people happy. Right? Wrong. Didn't you just get through reading this? Huh? Why did I say that? Because the enemy, I mean, can you feel it already? What do you feel? What do you feel? I know we should do it. Yeah, I know. And I know we don't. Not really. But praise the Lord. He knows us. Wrong. Condemnation doesn't work. And the Lord has told us not to yield to it, not to minister it, not to receive it, not to yield to it. What is condemnation? Feeling bad about it. Feeling guilty, feeling ashamed, feeling embarrassed, and millions in churches come. It's happening right now. Sunday mornings all over the place. People come and people talk about what they're not doing and what they ought to do and what they should have done and what they're supposed to do. And people feel bad and they go, sad but true. Sad but true. And they feel bad and sometimes feel really bad and leave and don't change. And so the whole thing was displeasing to the Lord. No, no, no. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. No, no, no. No condemnation. You can't change the past. God can forgive you and cleanse you. It can be like it never even was. But what you can do is believe. That no matter where you failed or how you've come short, you got to believe you can do it. If God told you to do it, you can do it. Say it out loud, I can obey the order.
I can obey the order.
I can keep the command.
I can do it.
By the grace of God.
I can do it.
With his help. Now we already got through reading in our text. He's going to personally teach us how to do this.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory to God.
Yeah.
But we got to receive it in faith.
Right.
And we got to be willing.
Yes, sir.
Willing to learn it. Willing to do it. Willing to grow in it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, what did he say? If you keep this commandment. Verse 11. I spoke these things to you to what end? Verse 11. To what end? What's going to happen? The more you walk in love, the more sad you're going to be. Because you're not going to be getting your way. You're going to have to treat people right. Huh? I've had people more than once. Maybe we're going around with visitors or something, and people here and there, not just here, but in other cities, they go, "Hi, Brother Keith. Hi, Miss Phyllis. Hi, Brother Keith." They say, "You know them?" I said, "Well, no." "Hi, hi." Other states, other countries. And people say, "Boy, you have to live right. People know who you are." I said, "Well, you're supposed to live right too. God knows who you are." Right? I mean, it's really no difference. And people think if you really obey God all the way, if you really, really walked in love like you're supposed to, it's not going to be any fun. Because, man, you don't always have to be giving in and treating people right. And you can't get mad and upset, and you can't go off on them, and you can't give them a piece of your mind. And it just ain't going to be any fun at all. No, that's a lie. I said, that's a lie. This is the truth.
Yes, right.
If you keep this commandment, what's going to happen? Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. His joy is God. His joy. The joy that Jesus walked in on the earth. And he was anointed with the oil of gladness above all his brethren. That joy which is your strength. That joy that is his joy is going to remain, abide, live, stay in you. And that's going to cause your joy, my joy, to be full. Glory to God. Glory to the devil's a liar. Don't you believe him now. Don't you believe him. He'll sit on your shoulder and go, "If you really, really walk in love with your wife, she's going to run you ragged. If you really walk in love with your husband, it's over. They'll take advantage of you. If you really walk in love at the job, your life's going to be miserable. What about you? What about you? What about you? What about what you want? What about what you need? What about you? If you don't try to get what you need and want, you're going to be so unhappy." He's a liar.
Yes.
I said, he's a liar. What is the truth? Tell me the truth. Jesus said, if you seek for your life, you actually lose it. If you're willing to lay it down and let it go, you'll really find it. Oh, can you see this? Let's take the wraps off the devil's lies and deception. You will not be unhappy. You will actually be the happiest and joyous you've ever been the more you walk in love. Oh, can you see this? Oh, glory to God. Can you get excited about it? Oh, thanks be unto God. I want you to write some things down. Write a couple of things down. We're going to come back to this again and again. The selfish life is the empty life. Did you hear that?
Yes.
The self-centered life is the miserable life. The giving life is the fulfilling life. The unselfish life is the satisfying life. You want to really be happy? Then really become unselfish. You want to really be satisfied and fulfilled? Then become the biggest giver around. And when I say giver, I'm not just talking about money. That's everything. Giver of every good thing in every area. I'll go over those again as we go through the series and I'll add to it. But is it true or not that the selfish life is the empty life? You can run over everybody and you can demand your way and tell everybody what you think and you can get your way. And when you get it and you're sitting there with it alone, you ain't happy. You're not happy. You can sue everybody and fight everybody and take it away. You can kick and claw and backstab your way to the top. You can get your post. You can get your place. You can get your position. You can get your money and your house by taking it and grabbing it. And when you get it, it ain't gonna make you happy. It's not gonna fulfill you. It's not gonna satisfy you. That's why people reach their goals and commit suicide. Because as long as they didn't have it, they could imagine that when I get it, I'm going to quit feeling so empty. If I could get that house, if I can get that promotion, if I can get that done, if I can reach retirement, if I can do that, then all this gnawing emptiness and unhappiness will go away and it'll satisfy me. No, it will not. It cannot. And the more selfish you are, the more unhappy you will be. There's no escaping it. The more empty you will be, the more unfulfilled. But, this is not my idea. We're reading scriptures. What if you keep this command? Huh? What if you live to give? You just live to give. You live to love people. You live to bless people. You live to help people. You do it so much that you just forget about yourself. Huh? What'd the Bible say? Jesus said, my joy is going to stay in you. And your joy is going to be full.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Can anybody testify to a little small sprinkling of experience along this line? I mean, just in the things that we've seen so far. If the Lord uses you to meet somebody's need, if He uses you to cause somebody's dream come true, doesn't that make you happy? Doesn't that fulfill you? Wouldn't you rather do that than eat when you're hungry? Huh? It's the best. But now the devil has kept most of the church world, most of the, you know, all the unsaved world, but it's most of the church world in the dark, in deception, believing if you ever really just sold out to do the commandment of love, well, you're going to lose, not get everything you want, and you're going to be unhappy. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. The opposite is true.
Yeah.
Jesus is right.
Yeah. All the time.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
The giving life is the fulfilling life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Preferring Your Brother, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106A. That's R1106A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God.